A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7, special edition of Live Talk from the Voice of America on Sunday, March 27th, 2022. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight, we are discussing the results of the by-elections that were held in various parts of the country yesterday.
As predicted, the Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change managed to regain most of the seats that were contested, except for two, Epworth and Mutasa Central, that had been won by the opposition before the recalling of the MPs.
The electoral body, ZEC, is continuing its verification and announcement, although most of the results are out.
The opposition MDCT has already recalled 16 more councillors, meaning more by-elections will be expected before the 2023 elections.
Tonight, as usual, we are going to have commentators and political officials giving us their perspective on the elections and the way forward after these elections.
Hongu vadiwa vateriri nevatariri, nasi tiri kusangana nemi muchirongwa chedu chatiri kuita hurukuro pamusoro pesarudzo dze by-elections zakaitwa nezuro dze vamiri vedare reparamende zvigaro zvinokwana kuita makumi maviri nezvisere 28 pamwe cheteo nezvigaro zvemakanzuru zvinodarika zana zvaka zvichikwikwidzwa. Izvi zvigaro zvakasara zvisina vamiriri zvichitevera kudzingwa kwakaitwa mudare reparamende nemakanzuro kwenhengo dzebato reMDC Alliance dzakadzingwa nebato reMDCT pamwe chetewo nedzimwe nhengo dzakadzingwa nebato reZANU-PF uyewo vamwe vakashaya vakanga vakabata zvigaro izvozvo. Saka sarudzo dzakaitwa nezuro zviri kubuda musarudzo zvatanga kuziviswa, kunyange hazvo boka reZimbabwe Electoral Commission kana kuti ZEC richiri kuita atingati pachirungu maverification kana kuti kunyatso tarisisa pano nepapo kuitira vakupei kana kupakura zvinhu zvinenge zviri zvechokwadi zvisina anozopikisa mune ramangwana. Asi nezuro tainzwa vanhu vakawanda vachitaura kuti sarudzo dzakaitwa asi hadzina kunge dzichibuda, vanhu vachibuda kuenda kunovhota yainganzi pachirungu vhota apathy. Koitawo mune dzimwe nzvimbo paimboitawo zvinopingaidza pano nepapo. Asi zvisinei naizvozvo, bato idzva rinopikisa reCitizens Coalition for Change rakakwanisa kunge richiwana zvigaro zvizhinji zvarakanga riinazvo kunze kwezviviri zvakazotorwa neZANU-PF pamusoro pezvimwe zvakanga zvatorwawo neZANU-PF zvayakanga yagara iinazvo. Zvigaro zvakazoenda kubato reZANU-PF iye zvino ndezvine Epworth neMutasa Central. Ndo zvigaro zvakarasikirwa nekuzvakadzokera kana kuti zvakaenda kubato reZANU-PF. Tichitarisa kubato reMDC Alliance rakakwikwidza riri mubatanidzwa unosanganisira MDCT nemamwe mapato. MDCT inotungamirwa nava Douglas Monzora, bato iroro harina kunge richikwanisa kuwana zvigaro. Zvimwe chetewo nemamwe mapato madiki akakwikwidza, nekuti tisakanganwa kuti mamwine mapato anokwana kuita 16 kana kuti 16. Chris.
Yebo kambe Jonga. Ye, balaleli siyadivana njalo kuhlelo lwethu Live Talk special edition ke okutsho ukuthi ye luhlelo olu kade silupha lona phambilini kokhetho lwama by-elections olwenziwe lona izolo. Ye, nxa sikhangela ke impumela yokhetho lolu siyabona ukubana ibandla le-elitsha elikhokhelwa mnumzana Nelson Chamisa ele-Citizens Coalition for Change lithethe ke izikhundla eziningi ebezivele zingele bandla lona leli bengakasuswa amalunga akhona ukuthiwa i-recall. Ye, siyabona ukubana ngaphandle kwezimbili i-Epworth ngenye yakhona eye kuZANU-PF leMthatha Central, lawa ngama-constituency abe ngawe opposition isayi MDC Alliance OCCCC kodwa ke ayinengi lawo ama seats wona la abuyele njalo kubandla le CCC. Kodwa ke nxa sikhangela ke siyabona ukubana kunsukwana zona lezi esanda kwedlula bekule mibuthano yabantu abaningi kakhulu ama rallies kade kugcwala sibili abantu. Kodwa ke sekusiya vota, hayi ayisibo abaningi abaye vota ngezizathu ezichiyeneyo. Sizathi ke sesi xazulula izizathu zakhona lengcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe esizinxusileyo Yes, se silaye ke omunye wakhona esiza xoxa laye umnomzana Tafadzwa Mugwadi. Ye yena ngumqondisi ke wenhlelo zokubona ngekukhutshwa kwembiko kubandla lezano PF. Mr. Mugwadi, welcome to the show. Mr. Mugwadi? Yes, a very good evening to you.
Thank you very much, and good evening to everyone.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Mugwadi. My first question is, what is your take on the elections that were done yesterday? What is your take? We know there's most of the results are out now. What can you say about these results?
Thank you very much. I think from the onset, I need to congratulate the people of Zimbabwe. I want to congratulate everyone that participated in the elections. It was a big bang election for us in ZANU-PF, and people voted peacefully. We want to applaud the Zimbabweans for doing that. It is a clear testament that our democracy has come of age, and we need to salute our people. We need no lecturing from anybody else. Now, coming to the general assessment of the election, I must say that from ZANU-PF, once again, it was indeed a big bang election. Bring in the sense that they are aware that besides retaining all our seats, both at local council level and at the House of Assembly level, we never lost any seat that we won in 2018. We have retained those that had been left vacant, vacant by death of our then House of Assembly members. For example, people at the Dumatis, we managed to retain them all. We managed to retain all our ones. We did not only end there. We started fishing from the opposition strongholds, and that is why we are buoyed and still very confident ahead of 2023 by the victory we registered in Epworth constituency, which you know that it's been a stronghold of the opposition. We won in Mtasa South and snatched it from Mr. Tsunga of the opposition. They won it, those constituencies in 2018. We lost them to them. We have won them back for development. It's a very positive development. We did not end there. We also won local council seats from urban areas. CCC and MDC aligned the strongholds. That is in Mabuku. That is in Tunguza Ward 20. That is in Mtare, where we won three more local authority seats back to Zanzibar. The same in Victoria Falls and much more than others. Around the countryside, that is a very big bench. Where we have won, we have retained our constituencies. It is interesting that we have wiped out the opposition completely in our rural strongholds. The margin has been very big in the urban areas where the opposition has a stronghold, where they have won in some of the areas, but the margin has been very minimum and we're neck on neck. That tells you again that Zimbabweans, especially those even in the urban areas, are accepting the gospel of the new dispensation, the gospel of development, the gospel of productivity, the gospel of urban renewal. There is nothing new about CCC, and that is why citizens were able to see that. Zimbabweans were able to see that. There is nothing new. That is why they didn't do primary election to choose new leaders. They retained and recycled the same dead wood that they maintained, that they brought in 2018, the same dead wood that had left constituencies politically orphaned because there is no representation. Councils had no representation, massive corruption and mismanagement. There was also, the state of roads in town is beyond shame. You saw the question of dead water. You saw sewage running, becoming a total issue in this election. You also saw the issue of uncollected garbage being a topical issue in this election. It tells us that the urban electorate was up for a rude awakening, and they've come of age. They're beginning to grasp the issues as they are. Thumbs up to them. Of course, I would not be genuine if I don't congratulate the CCC for winning some of those constituencies, but they must acknowledge that there is nothing in it to celebrate. They are celebrating an encore. They are celebrating a consolation having been beaten 10-0. We have taken two constituencies from them. We have taken local authorities from them. That cannot be a good cause for a celebration if they are truthful to themselves, unless they are flawed.
If I may play the devil's advocate, Mr. Mugwadi, when we look back, we see that ZANU-PF has never lost a by-election. But now the reason maybe why the opposition should be celebrating is that they have managed to retain those seats, which in other, at other times were lost during the by-elections. What's your take on that?
I don't really know. I know probably you might have soft spot for them, which is a good thing if you're democratic.
No, I really don't understand.
I really don't understand how that will benefit them. I don't think that analysis is scientific and ontologically back. You know that in the by-election that we have had previously, the MDC, the CC faction we are referring to today, then as MDC Alliance would not have participated in those by-elections. I'm sure if your memory says you were, you know what I'm talking about. So I don't think that analysis benefits them. The thing is, you can't celebrate a convolution. Then PFS won two constituencies from the opposition, from the CC and MDC factions. That cannot be an issue of debate. We have won local authorities in Harare, which really was unthinkable before this by-election. But it tells you the story of a revolutionary party that is ready to engage with its people. It tells you the story of a powerful president ready to engage with his people. That's President Mnangagwa, ready to engage and listen to the people from urban constituencies. I'll give you an example. You know that we have lost the Dinga since 2000, the formation of the NDC. Now the future factors. There's nothing new about them anymore. We have lost in the previous election, if you have done your scientific analysis. The NPF lost the Dinga North by a margin of 4,000 votes. That was the difference. Now the difference was just a tiny 2,000 in a few hundred. That tells you, again, the story of a revolutionary party that is come of age and that is ready to bear the opposition. So there is nothing really in it for 2023. I don't think the discourse that they knew saves them ahead of 2023. They need to look themselves into the eye and see where they are going wrong. They also need to look into themselves into the eye and see how ZANU-PF is doing things. We are a humble organization. That is why our president could go and apologize to the people of Dinga that indeed we're not doing certain things right. It takes a man to appreciate where you're going wrong. Actually, more so when you're a powerful citizen in the character of the president. But we did that. They must borrow a lead from us. We are not puppets. We're an indigenous organization. We are under sanctions. Sanctions were put in place to separate ourselves from our people. But we have to fight those sanctions. We have remained glued to our people. The symbiotic relationship between ZANU-PF and these people has become more strong than it were before these sanctions. It tells you the story of the people that are ready to develop their nation. Losing their own resources. No place and no one must be left behind.
Thank you.
In every party. And I can tell you that, notwithstanding these elections, we have a serious urban renewal agenda in Harare, in Glawai, in Vic Falls, in Tare, in Gweru, in Mashuru. It is not going to stop so that because the elections are over. No, we are going to pursue it so that no one and no place must be left.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Mugwadi. Please do stay on the line. We are now joined by Mr. Kuqaqapulu, the Citizens Coalition for Change candidate in Nkulumane, who won the Nkulumane race. Welcome to our show, Mr. Pulu.
Thank you very much. I'd like to say good evening to you and good evening to the listeners.
Yes, thank you so much. And firstly, I would like to congratulate you for coming out victor in the Nkulumane race. And looking at the outcome of these elections, what can you say? Was it a bruising battle or what?
I would say that, it was, a tough battle as any election is going to be. But more so, given that we really had to start from scratch, we're a new party. We had to self-finance, raise our own resources, very small resources, which citizens were able to contribute here and there, and on the profit back of the meager resources. I think we ran a reasonable campaign. It is simply testimony to the fact that when people believe in a vision, when people believe in a movement, people will put their money where their mouth is, and they will vote for that vision regardless of the fact that you are moneyed. People of Zimbabwe will not be bought. Their votes will not be bought. I can tell you that we had incidents of in my constituency where I was campaigning of blatant vote buying, where millions were being distributed close to polling stations. It was being given for free. But despite that, the people did not waver in terms of knowing what they wanted, and they voted for us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Pulu. We have the ZANU-PF Information Director, Mr. Tafadzwa Mugwadi, and he says that, you know, there's not much to celebrate about your victories in these constituencies. If you look at the margins that you scored this time compared to previous elections, so there's not much to celebrate. What do you say about that?
You have to check the history of by-elections and see what the voter turnout has been in previous by-elections. In fact, there has been a risk that opposition parties tended to lose by-elections quite regularly. There are rare instances in which we have won by-elections. You can count them on. In fact, there could be more than three to my recollection. And this time around, you can see just the vast number. I think it's 19 assists that we were able to win in the local in the national assembly, and quite you know, a bit more. I think it's in the hundreds, if I'm not wrong. You know, I mean, just judging on my statistics. But we did very well in terms of the local authority, and so that is the first. And I think it's because of the fresh branding that we have. The way we have structured our organization and the way that our president, Nelson Chamisa, has cast his vision, which the people of Zimbabwe have bought into. And I do say, without the regular interruptions to our rallies, our car rallies, and our attempts to enhance our visibility and connect with the people, we would be able to do much, much better, you know, in the coming elections in 2023.
Thank you so much. Regai ndimboenda kuna Vamugwadi. Vamugwadi, muchiripoka?
Yes.
Yes, Vamugwadi. Vana veZimbabwe vangada kunzwa kuti bato reZANU-PF riri kutambira sei zvakabuda musarudzo dzakaitwa nezuro dzese dzemakanzuro nedare reparamende. Tichitarisa gadziriro dzaiitwa nebato reZANU-PF nezvamakazova namusarudzo, mungati?
Ndinotenda nemubvunzo wenyu. Regai nditange nekukorokotedza nekucherechedza vana vemuZimbabwe vakasumuka vachienda kunovhota musi wa26 March musarudzo dzama by-election. Kuvhota kwavakaita murunyararo kunotipa manyawi zvekare, kunodakadza uye kunotaridza pasi rino kuti nyika yeZimbabwe yabva zera munyaya dzeutongi munyaya dzeutongi hwekuita ruzhinji munyaya dzeutongi hwejekerere yatinoti dhemokrasi. Zvinotifadza izvozvo. Isu kumusangano weZANU-PF tine mufaro kwazvo. Mufaro wedu unobva pakuti mukatarisa sarudzo dzakaitwa nezuro, tisu takahwina. Takahwina nokuda kwokuti sarudzo dzakaitiwa kwose kwanganga kuine maconstituensi atakahwina muna 2018 tikashakirwa nemaMP edu nemakanzerers, takakwanisa kumadzora ese akadaro. Hatina kungomadzora chete, asi kuti takawedzera uwandu hwemavhoti atakaita kuti tiwedzere kuhwina. And the opposition yakaita mavhoti mashoma shoma ari kuramba achidzikira pasi mastronghold edu. Zvinhu zvinotifadza. Zvakare chechipiri chinotifadza musarudzo dzakapera kuita ndechekuti hatina kugumira mukuhwina maconstituensi edu chete, mastrongholds edu. Takapindira mudziva rinovedzwa nevapikisi tikanotora maconstituensi maviri anosanganisira Epworth, iye amunoziva sekuti yanga iri stronghold yeopposition. Takanotora Mutasa South Manikavhiri, yamunoziva kuti yanga iri stronghold yeopposition inavatsunga. Tavatorera maconstituensi maviri nokuda kwokuti hatichishanda nevanhu. Zvakare zvauya nokubudikidza nemashandiro nevhizheni yemutungamiri wenyika vamunandagwa, ava vanosimbirira nyaya yekuti ngatishandei tivake nyika nevenu seve nevayo. Zvekare, in the process of doing that, that's making sure kuti no one must be left behind. Hakuna anofanira kusara, hakuna nzvimbo inofanira kusaririra. Zvinotifadza izvozvo.
Saka muma constituency the opposition mukatarisa munamba abuda. Tanga takatevekedzana padikidiki, tatichiwa padikidiki kunana Saint Mary, tatichiwa padikidiki. Asi kwedu tatichivasiya zvine mutaranzo zvokuvaraka zvazviyazvi. Mukatarisa kubhinga, tatinambobvira tichihwina kubhinga kubva muna 2000. Tarirai muna 2018 takasiwa ne8 ne12,000 votes. Asi apa tatakasiyiwa nezviru zviviri zvemavhoti 2,000 kubhinga ikoko. Zvino kutaridzai kuti musangano wedu uri kuzama nepaunogona napo kuti uyanane nevanhu vatanga tisingatizwanani navo nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika munyika medu kubudikidza nedonzo remutungamiri wenyika. Zvatifadza kwazvo izvozvo uye zvatipa manyawu ekuti rakajeka ramangwana remuna 2023 musangano wedu uchahwina zvine mupindo uye tichatora maurban constituencies akawanda muna 2023. Izvo ndo zvabuda musarudzo sekuona kwataita. Tiri kunzwedu kuti vanopikisa vari kupembera, asi vari kupembera on go, nekuti hazvibatsiri kana vachiluza maconstituencies voti vari kupembera vachinyebera kuti vanyuwani. Ayo havasi vanhu vatsva, ndivavo vangodzosa huni dzavakavesa gore rapera, dzavakavesa muna 2018 ndo dzavadzora, asi dzakasiya dzaita unyanya muconstituencies. Ndakanganisa kuranwa kwemafambiso basa zvakanaka mumaguta eHarare nemumaguta akataramuka. Izvozvo vachazvipanichirwa muna 2023.
Thank you so much vamugwadi, tinotenda. Chris, tiri kuona pane mashoko ari kubuda paTwitter apa aburiswa nesangano renhaure Newsday Zimbabwe. Hatisati takwanisa kunge tichiaongorora kana kuverifya kuti nzwe kuti mashoko iwayo ane udzamu hwakadi pakunge chokwadi, asi Newsday Zimbabwe iri kuburisa kuti kwanzi MDC Alliance suspends Douglas Monzora as its president for multiple violation of the 2017 agreement. Saka paaiswa netsamba iri kunzi yanyorwa nemubatanidzwa weMDC Alliance wanga uchimirirwa navamonzora semutungamiri webato iri. Tichange tichiona kuti mashoko iwayo akamira zvakadii. Ndamboedza kubata mutauriri wavamonzora vaLloyd Damba. Saka vadamba vati havasati wanzwa nezvazvo, vanzi tikutonzwa nemi kuti ndo zviri kutenderera mumigwagwa kunze uku. Asi ticharamba tichinzwawo zvakamira sei. Asi vari kunzi aiwa zvimwe zvaita kuti vange vachivasuspenda kana chiri chokwadi inyaya yekuti mubatanidzwa weMDC Alliance anzi wakundikana kana kuwana kana siti imwe chete kana chigaro chimwe chete munzvimbo dzese dzakakwikwidzwa, vachinzi bato riri kufandwa nemari dziri kubva kuvanhu kumitero yevanhu. Imi motadza kana kuti tihwine chigaro chimwe chete. Tsamba iyoyo iri kunzi yasainwa navaMarakia Bomani veZimPF, vari secretary general kana munyori mukuru weZimPF, vari zvakare secretariat alliance coordinator kumubatanidzwa kwealliance. Chris.
Yebo Chonga. Ye mnumzana Phulu ukhona? Mr. Phulu
ukhona? Uyangizwa?
Ye sengikuzwa. Ya yeah, so ungasitshela wena ukuthi ukunqoba okwenzileyo lokhu ubona ungani kuyathembisa na ukuthi ngomnyaka ozayo 2023 elections kuzenzakala njalo nxa sikhangela ukubana kungani abantu inani labantu elivotileyo liyehlile?
Now ngingakaphenduli umbuzo wakho, ngifuna ukuthatha okukhulunywe isikhulumi engilaso lapha emstrazweni ubaba uMgwabi nxa esithi ubone ngazane i-Citizens Coalition for Change ilahlekele izihlalo ezimbili. Ngifuna ukuthi ngilikhumbuze ukuthi ungakhangela isihlalo se-APOF yilo ziyana izihlalo ezazivele kuthiwa ngama-marginal ngama-swing constituencies. So akusilo qiniso ukuthi njengoba thiba kuyisithi yethu bekuzalandela ukuthi kumele siyiwine. Njalo kumele ukhangele ekade kuthiwo imisakazo eminingi ukuthi kunezinto e-airport ekade zisenzakala ezingani bezinesingundengunde esiningi. So lokho akukhombisi ukuthi i-city airport nxa singafika next year i-city esingayiluza futhi ku-general election. So asiyonto emangalisayo ezizama ngeke ukuthi hayi siyile i-airport. That is what is always intended, a swing constituency. When it has a south, lapho okureka iTsunga, uzakhumbula ukuthi ureka iTsunga ngumuntu owavuka ekuseni etshelwa ukuthi ayiregister kule by-election. Ngibone ngazani lami ngomunye owaba le-experience enjalo. where an illegal cassette was made. To say, Hambani, you register, non-science. So, in the preparation, and the trying to end Jano, the end of the moon to Ongazan, what caught Kaimano, I would tell you, and election. The Tula and the Seta, Namakot order. We want an army who could know who would be vote more than 1,000. Korokana kukombisa ukuthi behlulekile kakhulu eMthatha South. Njalo uthunga okumbe omunye owethu waye ngathola ithuba lokulungiselela izamuphiwe angeke ibe layo ichance yokuwina leso sihlalo. Ngibona ingazani xa ungakhangela i-Citizens Quality for Change. Nxa sekulo president in an election, ngoba abantu beZimbabwe bathanda ukuthi babevota, bavotele umbono, i-vision. So even if by election there was very slightly number numbers up fine. Yenga yoku tizen akhetho lukamongameli. Ngokukhetho lukamongameli yilo olungathembisa amaZimbabwezi ukutshintsha ipolicy yeZimbabwe ukuze bathole lokho abakufunayo nxa kuyimisebenzi yesofot. Leyi election esiyangena kuyo i-election lapho esiza kuba ngama-MP for a period maybe 9 months effectively. Nxa uzukhangele ukuthi ama-MP amaningi abe zobuyelo zesiyakampena. And so forth. So I call out the premise of Koyano, who would sing out Tata analysis of his army. The Kondisa would use Tata American seats for 2023.
Mr. Mugwadi, I don't know if you got what Mr. Pulu is saying, but in a nutshell, just to boil it down, he says that the two seats that they lost, Epworth, for example, he says one, it's known as a marginal constituency, and besides, there were a lot of things that happened before the election which one can say is vote buying and stuff like that. And also he has other reasons for the other constituency, how they lost it, because he says there was no time. It's one of those constituencies where the members had been told that there was not going to be a by-election, and then suddenly before they could even prepare much, there was a by-election. What's your take on that?
Know how that will achieve the vision that harbors ambitions to be a real part one day, like what we are. They must be very scientific and ontological about their analysis. If you do self-serving analysis, that is foolish. You are not fooling anyone else, you're fooling yourself. I heard him saying, Epworth and Mthatha South are school constituencies. Fine, let me add. Tentatively agree they are swing constituencies. What makes them swing in favor of ZANU-PF? Isn't that a vote of confidence to ZANU-PF? There's nothing different that is raising up such issues. Actually, if they are swing constituencies, they are swing in favor of ZANU-PF against their faction or the MDC alliance or their part, whatever they call it, CCC. Isn't that a strong cause for introspection for them? I don't know what they are trying to do. Then number two, has always become their chorus, their music. Whenever they lose an election, they don't agree. They don't accept you losing an election. Let me tell you, it is one such cardinal democratic tenet to accept the election results. Democracy is not always about participating in the election. It is also about accepting the outcome and respecting the processes. Kukakapulu cannot try to pretend as if he was not aware about how they are renegades. A former street kid turned the councillor, Denford Ngatsore, was doing in Mulberry, in Ward 16 there, where they were busing people from neighboring constituencies. And we have received information to the extent that they were housing those people at Mudavan's house, 38th Avenue at number 16 in the Hague Park. That is true. And there is information infrastructure to attest to that. Buses, lorries, and the combis were packed at that house, taking people to the, hiring people from other constituencies to come and vote in another constituency.
And also, we also have information they are using fake addresses, non-existent addresses in what is written to ensure that Benford Nazarin knows that election. And I'm sure these are issues that are going to be investigated in the fullness of time, because it's really criminal to have 66 people registered from the same house, 660 people registered from non-existent addresses. But we have seen those irregularities arising out of those are irregularities that we hold candidates to account, not the Zimbabwe Election Commission. We have issues with the Zimbabwe Election Commission and the general result of the election. After all, we agree and accept where we have lost. We have lost in Harare East, Mr. Davis is won. We have lost in Harare Central. We have lost in Kampu Zuma and Kwazana. We have lost in Highfields and Glenora. And we accept that. And we are not cowards by accepting election results. No. We are a people that accept that we really have a responsibility and a job to do in those constituencies come 2023 so that we win them. They cannot try, they are trying to figure out angelic explanations or miraculous explanations about how they have lost equity in the Mtasa South. Fine, if they are seeing constituencies, if they get the word to trend, they're seeing what? They've lost it. If Mabuku Chapare is seeing what? They've lost it. They've lost it. Three more council seats in Mtasa. Are those council seats seen? No, the thing is that they are not in touch with the electorate. They were luring and gonishing people from one rally to the other. Yeah, that's what I attempt to fill stadium so that they can send a message ahead of the election to intimidate other political parties. But look here, yeah, it doesn't change the vote. The vote will remain as they are.
But Mr. Mgwadi, talking of busing, ZANU-PF did the same, didn't they? We saw buses there.
We bused the people from surrounding constituencies. For example, let me tell you how this issue so is, and we're not ashamed about it. We have a rally in St. Mary's, and there are people that are coming down from Zengeza. There are candidates that are coming from Glenora. We have a candidate, there's a by-election there. And those people want to hear the message of the president's send-off message ahead of voting. Can you accuse us of trying to, steal the election in St. Mary's for that, or trying to... No. These are people, this is surrounding constituencies coming to hear the message of the president. We have a rally in Epworth. And then those from Harare East have every reason to come and listen from the president. They say they are other people.
It's the same with other parties, Mr. Mgwadi.
Instead of people using own transport, let us give you buses. We are hiring buses for you.
Thank you so much.
What is wrong is to try to fake those numbers to intimidate an election.
Thank you. Our time is up with you. Taramba tichiendelea nokuti zvamuri kutsanangura ndo zvaigona kuitwa nemamwe mapato kuti vaitorawo vari mumachinga menzvimbo dziri kuitwa sarudzo asi tichanga tichiwana mumwe mukana zvakare kutinge tichikurukura nemi. Thank you so much, Mr. Tafadzwa Mugwadi. That's ZANU PF Director for Information, Mr. Tafadzwa Mugwadi. Yes, Mr. Mugwadi, I was saying thank you so much for being with us on this show. And Mr. Mugwadi is the Director for Information, ZANU-PF Party. And now we have a clip or a video of Kwazana constituents winner, Mr. Willis Madzimure. Let's go to that video.
Kuti nebato diri nyuwani rozi triple C vanyeka mbuzuma varatiza kutipa supporti yavo yakakwana kupa supporti kune mutungamiri wedu vachamisa vanyeka mbuzuma vari kutarisira kuti vari kuvaka kubva pane zvavaita izvi tichienda kuna 2023 kuti tichinje hurumende zvachose vanhu vekambudzi vanozviziva kuti inini ndiri mushandi wavo akakwana asi dambudziko randinaro nderekuti kana musoro wakaora mutungu hapana zvaunozovakuita pati ino kuti ipefome zvakanaka muno mukambuzuma inoda mutungamiri wenyika ari wepati yetriposi. Nokudaro vanhu vekambudzwa vanozviziva kuti tinogona kuvamirira zvakakwana, togona kuita zvakakwana, asi kana tisina simba rehurumende tinenge tine problem. Nokudaro tine zvakwana zvatogona kuita kukambudzuma masporti ground toda kuagadzira. Takatotanga kuagadzira kudhara kuwedzera mvura yakachena pazvikoro zvedu tichibatsirwa nemadonors. Basa rangu saMP ndevekufacilitata kuti vanhu vanogona kubatsira constituency ino vange varipo, nokusheya pfungwa nevana kuti vagone kuzva kuti upenyu hwavo hunogona kuita zvakanaka mangwana. Asi zvese izvi pokupedzisira pacho toda kuti hurumende yavachamisa ipinde mupawa gore rinouya muna 2023. Ndozvakaratidzwa vanhu vari vekambudzuma pakuvhota.
Kupfuurira zvakanaka. Madzimure vakahwina. Kambuzuma yati madzimure. Kambuzuma yati chamisa. Chamisa chete chete.
Manzwa vatsigiri venhengo yakahwina kukambuzuma yebato reCitizens Coalition for Change waWillis Madzimure vachiti tauya kunotsigira nhengo yebato redu yakakunda musarudzo idzodzo. Tina Dr. Gwinyai Muzorewa vari zvakare vanongora zvematongerwo enyika pamusoro pezvo vachitungamira bato rethe UANC. Welcome to our show, Dr. Muzorewa.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Dr. Muzorewa, yesterday the country had by-elections, 28 National Assembly seats and 120 council elections. What's your comments on what happened, what transpired before the elections, on the elections and the outcome?
Thank you very much. I was very concerned about what happened before the elections. There was a lot of violence and some parties were marginalized. That concerned me a lot. But put that aside, what happened yesterday makes me so proud of my country, because it seems like the elections went on smoothly. At least from outside, I did not hear much of what we had heard before about police brutality and so forth. And so I really want to say that Zimbabweans painted a very good picture of ourselves in terms of how we conducted elections yesterday. I know that that's an opportunity also for ZEC to improve on itself, so that when we get to 2023, there will be more professional in their performance. I hope they do learn that, because ZEC has been an issue all along. So if you allow me, I want to just congratulate all the parties that did very well. To start with the CCC, they did a great job in the cities. Unfortunately, the challenges still await them. And someone was saying, unless they have government control, it's difficult to run the councils. That's very, very true. That's very, very true. Which is why the real reason for the UANC not participating in these by-elections is that we realize that it makes no difference. Okay. So we want to congratulate also ZANU-PF people. They won elections in the rural area, where they always win, and but the challenge is to await them. What people want, ZANU-PF seems to be unable to deliver, and so I guess they just want the same old votes. I want to say that those who ran as independents, they've done a good job. They've proved that democracy works because there's always room for independent candidates and so on. And also above that, those who did not win in these elections, I think have been peaceful about it. I think they accepted defeat. We hope that there won't be any kind of noise about this afterwards and so on. And I was happy to hear that the government decided to assign 18 judges waiting for to entertain any complaints from anybody from these by-elections. I hope that when 2023 comes, the courts will be prepared to hear concerns and complaints and so forth, because always after elections there are some issues. Some of them are legitimate, others are not. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Mzorewa. But from your analysis, what can you say about the political landscape in Zimbabwe when we look at, you know, these, it looks like it's two main parties, except, of course, when we look at the names, there was the MDC Alliance, but it's like it wasn't even there. And then there is Nelson Chamisa and President Mnangagwa. So how do you, other parties like your party, fit in this scenario when we look at these two horse race?
You probably are aware that the UANC was the very first party to work with the ZANU-PF at the beginning. So it's not that there are only two parties in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has a lot of political parties, but some of them are so small that sometimes they are comfortable being put in the pockets by big parties. That's unfortunate. The UANC refrain from participating when there's too much violence and there's meaningless violence in the country, because we really believe in a peaceful democratic nation, and that's what we would want to contribute by way of that's why we want to participate in Zimbabwe politics, because we want to bring in another way of looking at government. That is a peaceful way to run elections, a peaceful way to run all our businesses in the country. The political situation in Zimbabwe has been a little bit ugly when government agencies seem to be partisan. And that's very unfortunate, which is why I said at the beginning that before the by-elections, I was very concerned about what was going on, because the police was really biased. But yesterday it was a different picture, and so it shows that really after 42 years of independence, we are growing up, we can do good things, we can paint a good picture of our nation. That is commendable. So we need to keep that up, because SADC looks at us and says, Zimbabwe, we are part of the community. Okay, why is it that people are always running away from Zimbabwe? Why is it that there's always noise in Zimbabwe? Someone has to do something, and that someone is us, we Zimbabweans, which is why the UANC is participating. And come 2023, we're going to be there in full force, because we believe that will be the alternative government.
Dr. Mzerwa, you said that the atmosphere yesterday was peaceful, but the build-up to the elections, there were reports of violence, and also yesterday the country witnessed voter apathy. Is this not the result of these violent activities during the build-up to elections that resulted into this voter apathy?
I think you may be right in saying that, but my experience, because I'm always in Zimbabwe, okay? My experience has been that there are some people in Zimbabwe, we have come to the conclusion that no matter how they vote, whether they vote for a new government or not, the results are always the same. So the those who decided not to vote, even though they are registered and so forth, want to be assured that things will change, that their vote matters. But we have to say that with some kind of a muscle, we have to show the people, the voters, that especially the opposition parties have a way of dealing with how the votes are handled, with how the votes are controlled and who counts them and so forth, because this is what discourages a lot of people. They want to vote. They want change. But if they make it makes no difference. For example, these big rallies that we saw for the CCC, you would think that after that things will change. No, they don't change. We don't see the change. So people say, why vote if the price of bread remains the same, the price of gas, of petrol remains the same, the treatment of people, of citizens by the police remains the same. So why vote? So apathy is not really, at some point it's not a bad thing. It's like staying home. These are peace-loving people who are tired of voting for change and never get the change. That's very discouraging. I think you can imagine, you can, if you put yourself in that in their shoes, you can see that this is why people say, why bother? Mm-hmm. But we are coming in with a message that says, come 2023, when you vote for the UANC, you're sure to vote for change, because the UANC will come in only to bring change, not to bring the same old thing. Otherwise, we won't participate.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Mzorewa. Mr. Pulu, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, and I'm following proceedings with interest.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Pulu, what's your take on Dr. Mzorewa's statement? Because, you know, he belongs to the UANC, a party that was once in government. Now, he says they are the alternative change. But my question to him was that how does he view such parties as he is compared to the CCC going forward, especially when we look at the upcoming 2023 elections? What do you think?
Let me say this to begin with. One of the things that I fought for in terms of my participation in public issues in Zimbabwe leading to a political career was that we shouldn't and we can't have a one-party state in Zimbabwe. Ultimately, a constitution that accepts multi-party, multi-partyism was ushered in. So I support multi-partyism. I support that anybody, whether they're an individual, a political party, can participate in elections. And political parties do not participate in elections always in order to win. Now, there's this notion that there's an opposition party that can participate in politics, being a small party, being very well aware, who can participate in politics in order to make certain points. And sometimes those certain points contribute to improving the governance of the mainstream or the big parties. And I don't view any party as a useless contributor to politics. Having said that, I think that the CCC is well poised to bring hope to the masses of Zimbabwe, particularly the young people. When they see a young person who is born in their generation stepping forward and saying, we want to lead you in this particular direction. Secondly, also, when the party says, quite unequivocally, this is a citizen's party, we want the citizens to have a say, even in terms of the format of how the party runs. And I think that is going to resonate with a lot of young people who are presently apathetic. And in due course, they will turn around and they will vote come 2023. In fact, one of the things, I often say is that when young people show apathy towards elections, I do not chastise them. I really say it's our fault because the system has let them down again and again and again. Elections have shown that sometimes it don't work because the results are not respected and the change that people anticipated does not come. So we have to be patient in convincing them that it is still in their interest to follow events and identify a party that is likely to bring hope and still continue to vote. I mean, these are young people who have not worked for 30 years. They're still sitting in bridges. We can't expect them to have a mindset of people from a generation where, you know, by 23, somebody is working as a teacher and trainer, and by 30 years, a wife and is working as a payslip. That was what would happen yesteryear. Right now, young people are responding, and the people see is looking at that as a key issue in terms of, you know, if the future jobs manifesto and other programs. Really, we want to change the things, create a new economy which can create jobs for young people, you know, and a better health delivery system, education, and so forth and so forth. So my take is that it's still possible to give hope to young people to vote. And yet, we still should accommodate parties who do not see themselves as being bailments who will win the election next year. I still value the contribution of those parties. And indeed, the CPC does value multi-partyism.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Pulu. Vamuzoriwa muchiripo here. Hello? Vamuzoriwa.
Yes, I would like to respond to the previous speaker. Is that okay?
Yes, 30 seconds. Then move my mind that tipping the Mumu analyst. 30 seconds from you, Mr. Mzore, Dr. Mzore.
Okay, I was going to say that, honestly, the CCC was yesterday's MDC, and these have been in existence for 20 years. This may be one reason why some people don't want to go vote anymore, because whether there is a major opposition party or not, there's no difference. They have to hear another voice. And the UANC is the voice that's coming that gives everybody hope, because we were once in government, we did a good job, and now we are coming back. And so that is a good reason for everybody to vote for the UANC led by the Reverend Dr. Gunyai Muzorewa. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mwenizwarakanaka, Dr. Muzorewa. Thank you so much. Yes, we are now joined by Dr. Urai Zembe, who is a political analyst and also president of Democratic Party in Zimbabwe. Not Democratic Party in the United States, but in Zimbabwe. Welcome to our show, Dr. Zembe.
Thank you very much. I greet you, everyone.
Thank you so much, Chris. You can.
Yes, sir. Dr. Zembe, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, what is your analysis when you look at the results of the by-elections, especially the margins that we saw? What's your take?
Well, it's clear the meaning of the voice of Zimbabwe, which is within the context of these by-elections and the conditions under which they were held. The Zimbabweans want to shift the seat of government, that is removing it from the party that has been ruling for the past 42 years to a new group of citizens who will take over the reconstruction and development of the country. That is the meaning, because we have 68% win by CCC of the parliamentary by-elections, and that's a simple measurement is by majority. You know, if you go over 50%, the norm is that you carry the majority meaning or the majority view of Zimbabweans. Those who participated in the by-elections, parliamentary by-elections, 68%, they've indicated that that's the win, which means that if you extrapolate the probable verdict of Zimbabwe in the 2023 elections, it means the current political party should be retired, and a new political party should take over and do the business of running the state. Council elections It's 1.5%. Again, a convincing majority of voters in council by-elections have indicated that they desire to retire the current political formation, that is ZANU-PF, in the direction of a new political formation, Citizens Coalition for Change. And this is the clear measurement, quantitatively, that I discern from the view of Zimbabwe. It's a good sample to infer the probable convincing outcome next year. You actually expect to have an even better performance because the current by-elections were held under circumstances that are not democratic. They were very irregular and fair against the Citizens Coalition for Change, but Zimbabweans have been able to register a convincing victory. So, given time between now and the electoral program for 2023, you can only expect an emphatic, resounding outcome in favor of the Citizens Coalition for Change, because they will have been time to actually advertise and to democratize the electoral process in the country, such that you have a free expression of Zimbabwe. It's going to be very convincing and non-controversial in the sense that it will be a very clear margin because people now in the rural areas.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Zembe, just to jump in there, you are talking of democracy and changing a government, but how can you break the status quo when you have so many parties, you know, fighting against each other, giving the ruling chance, the ruling party the chance to continue going on? If you guys are not united, how do you think you are going to break the status quo?
For now, the formation, the formula to unify the Contrar movement is on course, which is indicated by the Coalition for Change. For example, look at the Democratic Party, the party I lead. The Democratic Party is a citizen of this country. So as a political formation, you will find that it will be very attractive and it's actually for the Citizens Coalition for Change. Then you look at the members of the Democratic Party as members individually who will make decisions, will decide for Citizens Coalition electoral program campaign. That's the unification of decision-making in terms of the representative democracy philosophy. But what votes is not the political parties are not voters in the country. You can have 1,000 political parties, but they don't have a vote. Members are the ones that vote. These are natural persons. Because when you look at who has the right to vote, you look at the registered natural person. And registered natural person, never mind the party identity, will have to make a decision. So a decision that is consistent with the taking state power of the people, a people's decision. Individuals in the voting booth will make a decision to appoint a president who should take charge of the country. Because we have a presidential election in this country. So the number of political parties is irrelevant because political parties are not voters. The Democratic Party does not have a vote. The CCC does not have a vote. ZANU-PF does not have a vote. It is the number.
Thank you so much, Dr. Zembe. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. Hello?
Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you so much. Mr. Pulu, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Can you just give us your closing remarks in less than 30 seconds? We are coming to the close of the show.
I think the most overlooked thing about the significance of this by-election, where the CCC has won 19 seats, is that this As of today.
Sorry, we have to cut it from there, Mr. Thank you so much, Mr. Pulu. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And